Deborah sat under the shady palm tree. A long line of Israelites waited to talk to her. Every day they told her their problems, and Deborah would always help solve them. She reminded them of what's right, just like moms do. But today, Deborah must talk to one man about one big problem. "Get Barak," she called to her helpers. She had a message for him from God. When she saw Barak coming to meet her, Deborah shouted, "Barak, the Lord has heard the prayers of his people. He wants you to lead his army. Our enemy, Sisera, will meet you by the river Kishon with his soldiers and 900 iron chariots, and the Lord will help you win the battle." Barak took a step. Then he stopped. He stared at Deborah. "Don't you believe me?" asked Deborah. "Don't you think it's time we started doing what God asks?" Oh, those stubborn children of Israel, Deborah thought. None of them remembered to obey God. They sinned so much that God had let Sisera's cruel army rule over them for 20 long years. Barak finally moved. He ran to Deborah. "I will only go if you go too," he cried. He clung to her sleeve. Deborah sighed. "I will go with you, but because you are so slow to obey God, God will make a woman famous for defeating Sisera, not you." Then Deborah and Barak and the Israelite army climbed to the top of Mount Tabor. They saw Sisera's army camp below by the river Kishon. They waited to attack. All of a sudden, lightning flashed, thunder cracked, clouds burst with rain. The river's high waves began to sweep Sisera's 900 chariots away. Deborah looked at Barak. "Now," she cried, "see how the Lord goes before you? He will fight for you." Barak rushed down the mountain with the army behind him. They chased Sisera's men with swords and caught everyone. Everyone except Sisera, that is. Sisera ran to a tent and was caught by a woman named Jael. Just like God said, a woman became famous for defeating Sisera, not Barak. Deborah's heart filled with joy. Finally, the Israelites had listened to God. She sang, "Praise the Lord when the people do what the Lord asks. Let all your enemies fall, O Lord, but let those who love you rise up strong like the sun." Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Deborah's biography. God goes with his children and helps them to be strong. Love the Lord and be ready to do what he asks. You can read more about Deborah and Barak in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of Judges, chapters 4 through 5.